The Navi Yecheskel says that there is going to be a time, ki yirchaktim bagoyim, you will be dispersed amongst the nations, and you'll feel alone. And yet, ve'yi lahem l'miktash ma'at ba'aretzais asher ba'usham. Don't worry, Hashem says. Although you're going to be far and distant from Eretz Yisrael, and there's not going to be a Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, each one of your shuls, each one of your centers, will become a Mikdash Ma'at. Moreover, we know from the pasuk in this week's parsha, it says, Va'asuli Mikdash, v'shachanti b'soicham. Hashem says, make me a Mikdash, v'shachanti, and I will rest b'tocham. In them, aren't we building one Mishkan? And the Mefarshim there say, each one of us can become our own Mikdash Ma'at. V'shachanti b'soicham, and I will rest in them, in every single one of you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can live. What does it mean to make a home for Hashem? Hashem is everywhere. How can we possibly make a home for Him? And the answer is, and this answer really gives us guidance and direction for our entire lives, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere, but we have a job to do. In our very physical world, we have to take the material, take the kelim, and repurpose it, turn it from something that is self-oriented, something that is used to serve me, and turn it into something that is greater than me. We are transforming it into a home for Hashem. What do I mean? When we take a piece of leather and make a pair of tefillin out of it, when we take a dollar bill and give it to tzedakah, when we take our minds and use it to learn Torah, we are effecting this type of transformation. In its initial state, the leather says, I exist. Now the leather says, I exist to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A dollar in the pocket says, greed is good. With this money, I can buy things to satisfy my will. A dollar bill in the tzedakah box says, the purpose of life is to be a giver, not a taker. The human brain says, enrich yourself, learn. The brain, learning Torah, says, use your head, use your brain, use your mind to know, haskel v'yadea oisi, to learn and to know about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Interestingly, there are two steps in this transformation that we are doing. The first step involves taking the material resources and preparing it to be used to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For example, we go out and we buy the food that's going to be used for a Shabbos meal. We take the money that we have and we say this money is going to be used for tzedakah, or we schedule time to learn Torah. The second step is actually doing it. Eating that Shabbos food, using the donated money, giving the money to the tzedakah, studying Torah. And at first glance, it would seem that, of course, the second step, actually using the materials that I prepared, is more important than the first step. The first step is just the means to the end. But in the actual building of the Mishkan, we see that the Torah spends a tremendous amount of time talking about the preparation of building the Mishkan, much more than the actual using of the Mishkan. This whole second half of Sefer Shemais is devoted to the construction of the Mishkan that Klal Yisrael built in the Midbar. The Torah, which counts every single letter, every single word, in the construction of the Mishkan, or in the preparation for the construction of the Mishkan, is very generous with its words. The materials that are used in the Mishkan are listed three times. The components, the different kelim of the Mishkan are listed eight times. And every minute detail of constructing the Mishkan, from the color of the yarn used in the tapestry, and the measurements of every wall and every pillar, everything is spelled out, not just once in our parsha this week, but again, later on in this Chumash. All in all, we have 13 prakim devoted to the building of the Mishkan, the work of the Kohanim, the preparation of the Kohanim. In contrast, the creation of the world is done in one perek. You can also count a little bit of perek gimel in Sefer Bereishis for that. Matan Torah is three prakim, even Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is very, very wordy. only gets 11 prakim, and here we have 13 prakim devoted to the building of the Mishkan. The emphasis on the construction stages as opposed to the implementation stages implies that in our lives too, there is something very important that goes into the foresight, the thought, the preparation of the material. The transformation comes when we start to think about how can I use all the God-given gifts and talents that I have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us just to serve Him in a spiritual way, He could have put us into a spiritual world. He put us into a very physical world, a material world, and then He told us, go figure out how you're going to use all this materialism to serve me. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us is the transformation itself, the challenge to transcend the materialism that we have all around us and to say, I want to, I can be something more. There's so much that we can learn. This is not just simple repetition. There is so much that we can learn from every pasuk in this parsha and every single one of the kelim. We know that the kelim represent different aspects of our lives. Again, being that we don't have a Mishkan today and we don't have a Beis HaMikdash today, and yet, of course, we are still Yidden and we're still serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we learn about these kelim, it's not for a practical purpose that we're going to go now and build the menorah or build the shulchan. It's in the understanding of the significance of the symbolism of these kelim that I learn things about my life and myself and what is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants for me. Each one of the kelim have deep significance, but we can't go through all of them. What I want to do is choose just one and give a little bit of insight into, again, all those minute details about it, and show how that teaches us, how it informs us about the purpose of this specific keli and what can I learn about it for my life. Hopefully this will inspire you, the listeners, to look at some of the other kelim and figure out, so what do I learn from this and how does this impact me? And the one that I wanted to choose is the Arayin. The Aron, of course, with the Luchos in it, both the Luchos and the Shivrei Luchos, represents Torah. The Aron represents Torah. With all the Kelim, it says, Va'asisa, Hashem is talking to Bezalel, and you should make, or he's talking to Moshe Rabbeinu, who's going to give the message to Bezalel, this is what you should make. For the Aron, it says, Va'asisem, in Lashon Rabbim, not Va'asisa, Va'asisem, not you should make, but you in plural should make. This is because the Torah is accessible to every single person who wants to pick it up. There is no one person who has greater access to the Torah. Not only that, as a person who invests his whole life into learning won't have time to make money, there has to be va'asisem when we're talking about Torah learning. A Yisachar Zevulun partnership is fundamental in the propagation of Torah in the world, and therefore learning Torah has to be done with a va'asisem, and each one of us have our role to play. It says the Keser Kohuna is given to the family of Aaron, and the Keser of Malchus was given to David HaMelech. The Leviah was given to the house of the Leviim, to Aaron's, to the greater Shevet Levi. Yet Torah is Merasha Kihilas Yaakov. It's an inheritance to the entire, anybody who comes from the family of Beis Yaakov. It's open to everyone. That's why in Perek Yotess of Tehillim we say, Beis Aaron Baruch Hu Es Hashem, the house of Aaron should bench Hashem. Beis HaLevi Baruch Hu Es Hashem, the house of Levi should bench Hashem, because they all have houses. It belongs to a specific family. But Yirei Hashem doesn't say, Beis Yirei Hashem Baruch Hu Es Hashem, but Yirei Hashem Baruch Hu Es Hashem. The Yirei Hashem do not come from a specific family. Anybody can access this title. Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe Merasha Kehilas Yaakov Va'asisem, and you should make. The Aron was made up of three boxes. The middle one was made out of wood. Firstly, again, to show us that anyone can access it. It doesn't have to be a person with a golden yichus. The central part of the Aron was made out of plain wood. What kind of wood? It was made out of atzei shittim, a very strong wood, and not a soft wood, because when it comes to Torah, a person must be strong and stand strong. There will be many winds which try to sway him, but he can't be flexible in Torah learning. In personality, we must be flexible. The Chazal say, La'olam yehi adam rach kekanav v'lei kasha ka'erez. A person should always be soft like a reed and not strong like a cedar tree. But in the Torah, when it comes to the Torah, choose the strongest wood to build that aron, because with Torah, in Torah there has to be strength. All the other kelim have measurements in whole amas, one amma, two amma, how tall, how long. The aron is made up of broken amos. It's 2.5 amos wide, 1.5 depth, and 1.5 height. Why? Why does the aron come with fractions of amos and not whole numbers? And perhaps this is coming to show us that there's no end to the amount of Torah that one person can learn. There's no end to the amount of mefarshim. There's no end to the amount of amkus and pilpul that a person can get out of Torah learning. We are never quite there. We are never done. You've always only learned part of what you can learn. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, who we would say came the closest to knowing Kol HaTorah Kulai, still was desperate to go into Eretz Yisrael, because he said, that's where I'm going to be able to learn the best, because I haven't gotten to where I want to. We always, always have more to learn. Also, going back to that Va'asisem, with Torah we know that without each other we are not complete. We are really only half without anybody else. If one letter in the Sefer Torah is missing, the whole Sefer Torah is puzzle. If there is one Jew not playing his part, we are all chaser. Therefore, when the Baal Kori finishes reading the Parsha, he lifts up the Sefer Torah, and we're all meant to look at it and say, V'zei Sefer, we all have to see it, because I all have a chelek in it. We are all in this together. And we all have so much to learn from each other and to teach each other. Im lamadet Torah harbe, it says in Avos, al tachzeik tov l'atzmecha, ki lekach noitzarta. On one hand, don't think so highly of yourself if you've learned a lot of Torah. Don't hold this goodness to yourself, because you were created for this. No matter how much you know, you have a lot to know, a lot more to know. Another way of understanding this, al tachzeik tov l'atzmecha, don't hold on to this goodness for yourself, but teach it to others. There's always going to be someone who knows more than you. Go and learn from them. There will always be someone who knows less than you. It's your responsibility to teach them. We are only half. We are not wholes. Interestingly, the Shulchan, which is Merames to Ashiros, has full measurements. Just the leg that it stands on is 1.5 amos, to tell us that the foot that wealth stands on, the basis, the basis of wealth, is always that we only have half of what we need. But besides that, the other kalim all come in whole numbers. The wooden box of the aron is covered from the inside and outside with gold to show that a Talmud Chacham has to be Teuche Kevare, meaning the same inside as he is outside. A Talmud Chacham has to be a person who doesn't just have intellectual knowledge and doesn't just shine in his exterior, but inside he has to be the same goodness which he projects to the whole world has to be authentic, what he really is inside. The crown, there's a zera on the aron, a crown around the aron, but that crown is on the outside box, not the inside two boxes, but on the outermost box, because the Talmud Chacham, while he has to demand a certain amount of respect, it has to be only for the outside purposes. Inside, he has to maintain the knowledge that everything that he has was given to him to use for the purpose of serving Hashem. There are four round rings on the aron. Like a ring is round, it never ends. It continues to go round and round and round. So to the Torah, there's never an end to how much we can learn. We end the Masechta with Hadranallah. We'll come back to you, and please come back to us. We'll always come back. There's always more to learn. Why four? Because there are four layers to learning Torah: Pshat, Remez, Drash, Vesayid. There's the Pshat level, the literal understanding of it. There's the Remez, which is the hint. The Drash is the deeper level, and Sayid is, of course, the secret level of learning Torah, to simplify what Pardes stands for. In the rings, you have poles, which, unlike any of the other kelim, those poles stay in forever. They're not taken in and out, because the poles represent the machzikim of Torah, those who are making it possible for those who learn Torah to learn the Torah. They're the ones who are the supporters of Torah, and they stay connected for all of eternity to the ones who are learning Torah, meaning that those who are learning Torah have to make sure that they are sufficiently understanding and cognizant of how much their supporters are doing for them. And on the other hand, those who are supporting Torah should make sure to develop a close relationship to the Talmidei Chachamim. Not just put the check in the envelope, but make sure that there's a very, very close relationship which has been formed, so they're influenced by their words and by their behavior. And in that tzchus, they will receive their just reward, which is the eternal life that they deserve. There's much more to say about the Aron. I haven't even touched on the Kapiros, on the Kruvim, for where the word of Hashem was spoken. But we'll leave it at this. We do not have the Kelim today, but we do have the promise. Hashem promised us that even in Golus, He is here with us. And every time we take something physical and we elevate it, we are building our own inner Mikdash. And each one of those Kelim represents a different part of our lives that we strive to build as we continue our way in this very material world and use it to fulfill the transcendent purpose of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu.